The churches of this community present the Bible. The radio edition of the Bible brings you today two famous stories from the book of Daniel. First, the Feast of Belshazzar. Next, Daniel in the lion's den. These are stories of the days of the captivity when many Israelites were in Babylon. We begin at chapter 5 in the book of Daniel, the Feast of Belshazzar, King of Babylon. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords and drank wine before the 1,000. Then he gave a command.
Bring the golden and silver vessels which my father Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple in Jerusalem, that I and my princes and my wives and my concubines may drink therein.
Then they brought the golden vessels that had been taken out of the temple of the house of God in Jerusalem. And the king and his princes, his wives and his concubines drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand and wrote opposite the candlestick on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw as the hand wrote,
Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin.
The king's countenance changed, and his thoughts troubled him, for the joints of his loins were loosed and his knees smote one against another.
Bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers.
And they brought them in. And the king said to the wise men of Babylon,
Whosoever shall read this writing and show me the interpretation shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom.
But all the king's wise men could not read the writing nor make known to the king the interpretation. Then was King Belshazzar greatly troubled, and his countenance was changed in him. His lords were astonished. Now the queen, by reason of the words of the king and his lord, came into the banquet house. And the queen spoke and said,
O king, live forever. Let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. In the days of thy father, light and understanding and wisdom like the wisdom of the gods was found in him, so that Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, made him master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Now since an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding of dreams and dissolving of doubts were found in this same Daniel, let him be called, and he will show the interpretation.
Then was Daniel brought in before the king. And the king spoke and said unto Daniel,
Art thou that Daniel of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Judah?
I am, O king.
I have heard that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and understanding, and excellent wisdom. Now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me, that they should read this writing, and make known to me the interpretation. But they could not. Now, if thou canst read the writing, and make known the meaning, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet, and have a chain of gold about thy neck, and shalt be the third ruler in the kingdom.
Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy reward to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. O thou king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar, thy father, a kingdom, and majesty, and glory. All people trembled before him. Whom he would, he slew, and whom he would, he kept alive. And whom he would, he set up, and whom he would, he put down. But when his heart was lifted up, and his mind hardened in pride, he was deposed from his kingly throne, and they took his glory from him. And he was driven from the sons of men, and his heart was made like the beast, and his dwelling was with the wild asses. They fed him with grass like oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till he knew that the Most High God ruled in the kingdom of men, and that he appointeth over it whomsoever he will. And thou, his son, O Belshazzar, hast not humbled thine heart, though thou knewest all this, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines have drunk in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver and gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know. And the god in whose hand thy breath is, and where all are thy ways, hast thou not glorified. By him, then, was the hand sent. And here is the meaning of what is written. Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Upharsin, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and the Persians.
Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Mede took the kingdom. Now it pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them. Now Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king sought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel, but they could find none. Then said these men,
"We shall not find anything against this Daniel, except we find it concerning the law of his God."
Then these presidents and princes assembled together before the king and said thus,
"King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not."
Wherefore King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went and spoke before the king.
"Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?"
"Yea, it is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not.
This Daniel of the children of the captivity of Judah regardeth thee not, O king, nor the decrees that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day."
The king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself. He set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. He labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled once more unto the king.
"Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree which the king establishes may be changed."
"Bring Daniel and cast him into the den of lions."
And they brought Daniel and cast him into the den. Now the king came and said unto Daniel,
"Thy God, whom thou servest continually, may he deliver thee."
And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions.
"Daniel! Daniel! O Daniel! Servant of the living God! Is thy God, whom thou servest, able to deliver thee from the lions?"
"Live forever, O king! God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths. that they have not hurt me.
Then was the king exceeding glad and commanded that they should take Daniel out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the world,
peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men shall bow down before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast, and his kingdom shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be forever.
The radio edition of the Bible has brought you two stories from the book of Daniel. For the complete book, we suggest you turn to your Old Testament. Our chronicler is Raymond Edward Johnson. Daniel is played by Joseph Boland. Belshazzar by Joseph DeSantis. Others in the cast are Chaplin Warren, Sidney Sloan. Musical interludes are played by Edward Vito. Production and arrangement of the text are by Eric Barno. This is Ray Morgan speaking. The radio edition of the Bible is prepared as a service to all listeners by the Congregational Christian, the Methodist, and the Presbyterian churches. The churches of this community present the Bible. A poet mourns over the ruins of fallen Jerusalem.
How doth a city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow that was great among the nations? She weepeth sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she hath none to comfort her. Her children are gone into captivity before the adversary. How hath the Lord covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger? He hath not remembered his footstool in the days of his anger. Her gates are sunk in the ground. He hath destroyed and broken her bars. The elders sit upon the ground and keep silence. Mine eyes do fail with tears for the destruction of the daughter of my people. The young children and sucklings swoon in the streets of the city. They say to their mothers, where is bread? When they swoon as the wounded in the streets of the city. What shall I liken to thee, O daughter of Jerusalem? What shall I equal to thee that I may comfort thee, for thy breach is great like a sea? Who can heal thee?
So in the days of the captivity, the poet of the Book of Lamentations mourned over the fallen capital of Judah. But the breach was healed, the walls were rebuilt, and that is the story we tell today on the radio edition of the Bible, with Raymond Edward Johnson as chronicler and Alexander Scorby as Nehemiah. Nehemiah, living among the exiles, had become cupbearer to King Artaxerxes, and this is his story as he tells it in the Book of Nehemiah.
Now it came to pass in the month Kislev, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, as I was in the palace at Shushan, that one of my brethren came, he and certain men out of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they told me, the remnant that are left there are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down. The gates are burned with fire.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
When I heard their words, I sat and wept and mourned certain days, and I fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, that keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments,
Let thine ear be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee day and night for the children of Israel, thy servant. I confess the sins we have sinned against thee. Yea, I and my father's house have sinned, and have not kept the commandments which thou gavest thy servant Moses. But remember, I beseech thee, the word thou commandedst thy servant Moses, saying, If ye trespass, I will scatter you abroad among the peoples. But if ye return unto me and keep my commandments, though your outcasts were in the uttermost parts of heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to cause my name to dwell there. Now these are thy servants, O Lord. Let now thine ear be attentive and grant them mercy.
Now it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes, when wine was before him, that I, being cupbearer, took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not before time been sad in his presence. And the king said to me,
Why is thy countenance sad? Thou art not sick. This is nothing else but sorrow of heart.
Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lies waste, and its gates consumed with fire?
Dost thou make a request?
If it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it.
How long shall thy journey be? When wilt thou return?
I will set a time. And moreover, if it please the king, let letters be given to the governors beyond the river, that they may let me pass through till I come unto Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber for the wall of the city, and for the gates, and for the house. And the king granted my request, according to the good hand of the Lord. And he gave me letters, and he sent me with captains of the army and horsemen. And so, I came to Jerusalem. Now, I had been at Jerusalem 3 days, and I arose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what God had put into my heart to do for Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me save the beast I rode upon. And I went out by night by the valley gate, even toward the dragon's well and to the dung gate, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem which were broken down, and the gates thereof consumed with fire. Then I went on to the fountain gate and to the king's pool. But there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then I went up in the night by the brook and viewed the walls. And I turned back and entered by the valley gate, and so returned. Now the authorities knew not where I had been or what I did, and I had not yet told my purpose, neither to the priests, nor the nobles, nor the elders, nor to the rest that did the work. Then I spoke unto them.
Ye see the evil case that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates are burned with fire. Come and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach.
Will you rebel against the king?
Nay, it hath pleased the king to send me. He hath given me letters, and the hand of God hath been good upon me.
Then let us rise up and build.
And they strengthened their hands for the good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite and Geshem the Arabian heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there had come a man to seek the welfare of Israel. And they laughed us to scorn.
What is this thing that you do? Will you rebel?
They're not fair. What they build, if a fox go up, he will break down their stone wall.
The God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore, we his servants rise up and build.
Now Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they builded the sheep gate, and set up the doors of it, and they sanctified it. And the sons of Hasenaiah built the fish gates, laying the beams and setting up the doors and the bolts and the bars. And next to them repaired Meshullam, and next to him Zadok, and next to them the Tekoites, and Joiada, and Melatiah, and Uzziel. And so we built. Now, when our enemies heard that the work went forward, they were wroth and took great indignation.
What are these men doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of rubbish?
So they wrote a letter.
To King Artaxerxes and thy servants, the men beyond the river. Be it known unto King Artaxerxes that the Jews which came up from thee are come to us into Jerusalem. They are building the rebellious city and finishing the walls and repairing the foundation. Be it known now unto the king that if this city be builded and the walls finished, they will not pay tribute, custom, or toll, and in the end it will damage the king. For in the book of records shalt thou find that this city is a rebellious city and hurtful unto kings.
After this manner our enemies plotted to hinder us, and they conspired together to fight against us. But we made our prayer unto God and set a watch against them day and night. In the lowest parts of the wall I set those with swords and spears and bows guarding their families. And from that time forth, half worked and half held the spears. And neither I nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard, none of us put off our clothes. And we said to each other,
remember the Lord and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses.
And we builded and finished with the help of God and according to the decree of Artaxerxes, king of Persia. And the wall was finished in 52 days.
Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food and to the young ravens which cry. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. He hath strengthened thy gates and blessed thy children within and maketh peace in thy borders. O praise the Lord.
The radio edition of the Bible has brought you the Old Testament story of the rebuilding of Jerusalem as told in the book of Nehemiah. Additional passages were from the books of Lamentations and Ezra and from the 147th Psalm. The chronicler for the radio edition of the Bible is Raymond Edward Johnson. Nehemiah was played by Alexander Scorby. Others in the cast were Roger DeCoven, Joseph DeSantis, and Louis Van Ruten. Musical interludes are by Edward Vito. Production and radio arrangement of the text are by Eric Barno. This is Ray Morgan speaking. The radio edition of the Bible is prepared as a service to all listeners by the Congregational Christian, the Methodist, and the Presbyterian churches.